There was what was known as the via positiva, which was the positive way where you used a good example. But you could also prove something by showing its opposite, or the via negativa, by showing, basically, you'd show what not to do. And that's how we could come to know what we should do. And just a little example, via negativa, from my own life, of a way not to prepare. It was my first year in college, and when I was in high school, academics came a little bit more easy for me, and so I didn't have to. I studied, but not a real lot. And so, when you get into college, especially when you get into engineering school, things are a lot different. And so, it was my first exam in physics, and you know, I kind of looked through the material, and it's like, oh yeah, I think I understand it. But I really didn't get into really being able to know it and to look at it. So when I get my exam, I start. It was almost like it was written in a foreign language, and then you kind of start getting that nervous feeling that, or actually it's more like terror, panic that comes over. I don't know if you've ever had a dream like that where you're back in high school or something. You're taking an exam and you haven't studied for it. Well, that's exactly how I felt when I was taking this. Except it wasn't a dream. It was real. And so I go and, you know, wishfully thinking, oh, I think I did all right on it. And so I get my exam after a week or two, we get our exams back. And it had on a score of, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was something like 50%. And I'm like, ah. But what it helped me to learn is that I really needed to do a lot better job in preparing myself, because I was completely unprepared for that exam. And I ended up doing all right in the class. But it was something that I was not prepared, and it did catch me by surprise. And this is something that the church gives to us during this season of Advent. It gives us these readings in the gospel. It says, "Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have this the strength." And what are we being vigilant for? What are we getting ready for? Well, the word Advent itself means coming. And so the reason that the church gives us a season of Advent is to prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ. And it says that we must be prepared for that coming. And there are three ways that Jesus comes to us. We think about that we're preparing for. First of all, historically, we celebrate every year the coming of Jesus Christ into the world through the liturgy. That Jesus Christ has come in human form. He has taken on flesh like our own. And so we celebrate that fact, that he has come into the world. The second way that we celebrate, or what we are preparing for, is the second coming of Christ. As we read in the beginning, speaking about the end of the world, when Jesus Christ will come again and put all things under his feet. But there's also a third way that we must be vigilant, that we must prepare for the coming of Christ, and that's right now. It's in our daily lives. Because Jesus has not gone up to heaven to abandon us, but he promised to be with us until the end of time. And so what Jesus wants is he wants to be a part of our daily lives. He wants to be a part of us. He wants to come to live within us. And so Jesus Christ, he comes to us through the grace that we receive in the sacraments. He comes to meet us in others. It says in the Gospel of Matthew, "Whatever you did to the least of my brothers, you did it to me." And he also comes to us in a most special way. Veiled under the form of bread and wine, he comes to us in the Eucharist. So when we recognize that those comings of Jesus Christ, and how Jesus is present to us, then we must ask ourselves the question, then how do we prepare for his coming? How do we make our hearts ready to be able to receive him worthily and with love? And first, we must always start out with prayer. Because prayer is that first encounter that we have with God. And if we do not have a life of prayer, then we won't be ready to receive Jesus in any other way as well. So we must have that daily prayer, that daily conversation with God, to set aside at least a little bit of time to pray. And maybe we just speak to Jesus from our hearts. May we just have a conversation with him. Maybe we take this Advent season to pray all or part of the rosary every day, to meditate on the life of Jesus and the role of Mary in his life. Maybe we make an effort to make it to Mass, you know, once during the week or a couple of times during the week as a part of our Advent practice. Maybe we decide to read sacred scripture. Maybe prepare for the next Sunday's readings by reading the readings for Mass. You know, all of these are ways that we can grow in our prayer life so that we can have that deeper encounter with Jesus. The second way that we want to prepare for the coming of Christ is by going to confession. Because when we sin, we put up obstacles to God's grace. We put up obstacles to God's life. And the only way to remove those obstacles is through the sacrament of confession. And so when we go to confession, we relieve ourselves of those burdens. And we open the way for Jesus to come into our heart. Because if we don't do that, then there's always going to be those obstacles. And Jesus won't be able to receive him within our hearts. So that's another thing that we want to commit ourselves to sometime during the season of Advent, is to go to confession. Make a good confession. You know, prepare for Jesus. If you knew that this was going to be the last time ever you were going to be able to confess your sins, you know, make a confession like that. And be freed from that burden of sin through the grace that Jesus wants to give you through the sacrament. The last way to prepare for the coming of Jesus is to prepare our hearts to worthily receive him in Holy Communion. When we receive Jesus in communion, we receive his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Jesus says in sacred scripture, "This is my body." In the Gospel of John, chapter 6, he says, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." So it's very important that we prepare our hearts to receive Jesus here. Because as we receive Jesus from the altar, as we receive him in Holy Communion, that is how we are going to receive him at the end of our lives, and that is how we are going to receive him at his second coming. So, if receiving the Eucharist is not something that's important for us in this life, then why is receiving Jesus at the end of our life going to be important? Or receiving Jesus at the second coming going to be important? No, this is the time of preparation. This is where we are vigilant. That every Sunday, we strive to have those hearts that are worthy to be able to receive him. That we don't take vacations from our faith. Because it's that important for us. Be ready. Be vigilant. We don't know when the end is coming. So be prepared. Be always prepared to receive Jesus. The church gives us this season of Advent again to prepare for the coming of Christ. And so we really desire to be vigilant for his coming. And so as we prepare our hearts through prayer, through the confession of our sins, and through the worthy reception of Holy Communion, it is then that we will be able to rejoice at the coming of Jesus. We look forward to the coming of Jesus. And so our hearts will be ready, because we know that as we receive Jesus in this life, it is how we will receive him in the next.